Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Sarah, welcome to the Organize 365 podcast.
Oh, thanks for having me, Lisa. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited to talk with you as well. How did you first find me?
Okay, so I was traveling a lot for work in 2018. And I was gone like 3 days a week, and I would come back and the mail, the kids' papers, everything was everywhere. So my husband did a great job of, you know, keeping them alive, but there were papers everywhere, and I'm like, this has got to stop. So I was completing that. It was a clinical trial, and that was coming to an end. And the next one was about to begin, and I had about a month leeway and started looking for organizational podcasts. Yours popped up, and it said, Lisa from Cincinnati, Ohio. And not only did I love the podcast, but I was like, oh my gosh, I live in Ohio. This is so exciting. So
where do you live in Ohio?
I am from a very small town about an hour north of here.
Okay.
Or an hour north of Cincinnati, 2 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. So your actual problem that you had was solved by the Sunday basket, but obviously nobody knows what a Sunday basket is, or how do you Google like drowning in mail?
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you found the podcast and just started listening.
Oh, yes. And bought the Sunday basket right away. This is perfect.
And did it work?
Could just
right away?
throw it in the Sunday basket, and it's perfect. So, oh yeah. And immediately I just took to that like a fish to water. I love the Sunday basket. I loved it from day one, and yeah, it keeps me sane.
Well, tell us about your family that you are probably quarantined with now, but used to travel in and out of.
Yes, exactly. So I have my husband, we've been married 9 years, and then I have a 6-year-old boy and a 5-year-old girl.
Oh, fun. And are they schooling from home now? What is their school situation?
They are still both. My youngest is in preschool, and she goes 3 days a week, and that's still, it's pretty small classrooms there. And my son is still in school. So we're taking it one day at a time, just going with the flow.
And are you still traveling?
So that is where I was getting ready for my next clinical trial, and things kind of hit a standstill in January. And then it's like, they knew, as you did, is when you're working internationally, you knew something big was about to happen. So that clinical trial came to an end. I was an independent contractor. So it just stopped everything. That was supposed to be my next plan for the next year and a half, was that trial. So yeah, COVID hit and pivot.
Are they going to start that trial anytime soon? Or did they just pause it, or did they just cancel it?
It hadn't started yet, so they canceled it. They had the pre-work, so they canceled it. So I was back to being an independent contractor, and luckily my profession allows for a lot of different avenues. So I wouldn't be involved in the testing that occurred with that, but was able to pursue other avenues. So really acquainted with telehealth. So I'm in the behavioral health field.
Okay. You know, it's so interesting. You know, I read like a ridiculous amount of books and listen to podcasts, and I try to get a bigger picture of what's going on in the United States and in the world, and just all the global shifts that are happening right now. And literally, again, 10 months, we have moved forward 10 years in business, and like our brains, we're just trying to keep up with what is going on. And so we hear that there's high unemployment if you're on social media or in the news. But actually, when you look at the actual statistics, our unemployment right now, as of, you know, end of November 2020, is not that much higher than it was in February of 2020. The bulk of the unemployment, most of those people have gotten employed. The difference is they're not employed where they used to be.
Like, exactly.
They're not flight attendants or working at Disney or doing in-person sales, but they are employed in different fields. And the other thing that I'm seeing happen is, because female head of household often steps in when kids' school is disrupted and things like that, there was a New York Times article that came out that said 61% of women are going to change their career at the end of the pandemic. I'm like, wow. Like, that is a significant number. And I point that out only because so often we're so focused on what we used to do.
Oh yeah.
And focused on that, that we miss what is coming in the future and where things are moving. And we tend to look at everything through the lens of what we used to have, which if we could just take a breath and instead of trying to get back to where we were, which we already know we're not going back to where we were, but to really recognize that where we were is going to feel like 200 years ago by the time the pandemic is over. And I think the pandemic was going to be significantly over for most people in about 6 months, as soon as this vaccine gets out there, whether or not you want the vaccine, I don't care if you want the vaccine or not. I'm just telling you that when the vaccine is out there, then we're going to be able to not do things that are not so socially distanced anymore. And just, you know, over these holidays, as you're listening to these podcasts and you're thinking about your role at home, your role in work, your role as a parent, like education is forever changed. Healthcare is forever changed. Just how we purchase things forever changed. Like everything is forever changed.
That's right. Yes, exactly. It exactly. I kind of went back to the role that I used to do, but it was a telehealth platform. But we're sent home from school. And so I was home with them. And in the evening, then would, as an independent contractor, would make that work. And luckily we knew I would go to contract with these clinical trials. So we just always saved up and were ready however long the next contract took to get to. So I took a pause. This is what I'll do at night. I'll be home with the kids during the day. And within a week of having your Sunday basket, I got the 100-day program. It was even a week.
Star student.
Oh, yes, yes. So I was listening and I thought, my house isn't in that bad of a shape. I declutter, but you had the words for everything. My husband would say, why are we going through this cabinet again? Why are you asking me these questions? And I realized like the maintenance and the seasons and where I would get the energy and listening to your podcast, it was like you had all the vocabulary for kind of intuitively what I was doing. Mm-hmm. You know, I was doing that. So, oh yeah, I got the program 2 weeks into December of 2018. So the new one would start January 2019.
And okay, so just about 2 years ago.
Yes. Okay. No, a year. Am I doing this correctly? No, so going into 2019. Yeah, so January will be coming up on a year.
Oh, wow. So you got it right before the pandemic.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, then everything stopped, the contract, and I said, I'm doing this. I'm going all in. So I ran around the house 2 weeks, did your whole program, and then started for real on January 7th.
Okay, so this interview is going to come out beginning of December, middle of December. And everybody's like, do I wait until day one of the next round? Like, when do I buy the 100-day program? That is the question we get all the time. You did not wait until day one. Why not?
No, because you jump in whenever you want, wherever you want to start. So for me, I thought, oh, I'll take these 2 weeks and watch the videos and prepare and get myself ready. And then when I saw how simple the videos, like so quick,
they're so simple. And
it just, it's there. It is. It was a little 2-minute nugget that mind blown that I can do this. So I just kept going, and yeah, like I said, I went through it the last 2 weeks of December and ran through my whole house, which was great. So jump in wherever. It's so easy to jump in wherever.
And we feel like it should be so complicated. There should be so much that we have to learn. And those 100-day videos are like 1 to 2 minutes long. And people are like, what am I paying for if there's so little content there?
Oh my gosh. So much and so little content, so much. And you're there showing your examples. And that's how I am. I'm very visual and just so much. You're very succinct. You have the vocabulary and it all clicked.
Yeah, I think that if you know what you're teaching, the test of a true teacher is that you can get the information from your head into action in your student in as few words and in as little time as possible. Like a good teacher doesn't need to tell you an hour-long video about why a silverware drawer works the way a silverware drawer works. Like it's a 30-second video. Now go do it. Like it's the action along with the direct instruction that really makes it work.
Yes, you are a great teacher. Great.
Oh, thank you. You know, I was thinking as you were talking about how you are a contractor. And so you were working in a clinical trial and now you're working back in your previous role, but you're still in the same field. And the image that came to my mind is the fact that once you learn the Sunday basket and you take the ideas that are in your head and you start to put them on index cards, you realize that your thoughts are actually a tangible thing. And then you could sort them and you could put them in the slash bucket. The 2.0 slash bucket in the Sunday basket system, which organize your family, your house, your personal, and your finances, teaches you to take your ideas and then put them in buckets. And then you take one bucket out and you attack that bucket. And as you were talking, I was thinking, okay, so you as someone in the behavioral health field have all these different slash pockets of roles that you've had in your life. You have clinical studies, you have telehealth, you have, you know, all the different things that you've done. And so when one thing is taken away, the clinical trials, you're able to look at the other slash pockets that are left and say, okay, great, I'm going to take this slash pocket. So it's almost like when you learn to use the Sunday basket, you are learning on Sunday to look at all of the possibilities and choose what you want to do this week, which then moves into your real life of, oh, okay, I, as a licensed teacher, can teach in preschool or elementary or homeschool or tutor or what. And when I can't teach in the public school, okay, I will tutor. If I can't tutor, I'll create Organize 365. I'll teach people online. Like, I'll take my teaching skills and pull out different facets of that and go. You're nodding your head. Of course, it's an auditory podcast. I mean, yes. That was just like, as you're talking, I literally could see your career in slash buckets.
Yes. Oh, yes. And that helped so much because it was, you know, here we go. What are the different platforms out there for telehealth? And what am I going to do? And to have them all. And so I have two Sunday baskets. And so I turned the one into my work basket. And so I had everything all organized that way. And then also listening to you about pivoting and just being open, I started to apply for positions that kind of were outside my realm and maybe more management and just different ideas. I put myself out there and I ended up, I got through the whole first round of the 100 days. And you said, once you start to get the house organized, the other areas will fall into place. And I'm like, yeah, maybe for you, Lisa, not for me. So I'm just going to focus. Someone sent me a message like, are you a robot? Are you a real human? I'm like, this is downtime right now. It's not this full 40-hour week job. So I just kept getting it all done because I had hope that things would fall into place. So I just kept listening to you and the hope and focus on what I could control and kept doing that. And then one of the jobs I applied for came through and just blew my mind. It is exactly what I've been looking for.
Yay.
Never would have fallen into place at all if the pandemic didn't happen. So just the ups and downs with the pandemic is very aware that this opportunity presented itself because of what was going on in the world. So it fell into my dream job and amazing.
Wow.
And yeah, so like you said, the finances. So I've been doing my Dave Ramsey and getting that all figured out. And my house, it was exactly what I needed, was that more time to get my house together. I was able to stay home with the kids during the, you know, COVID time. And I just, it is falling into place. I was like, Lisa's right again.
I think we're far enough in the pandemic now where we realize it's not going to go away. And because there are vaccines and just other things on the horizon, we're starting to say, okay, there is an end in sight. Like, until the first vaccine that was plausible was announced, it was almost like this could be the next 3, 5, 10. We had no idea how long this could last. Mm-hmm. At the time of this recording, there are 3 different manufacturers that are, you know, trying to get emergency authorization for their vaccines, 3 different manufacturers, 3 different ways of delivering it, 3 different temperatures they have to be at, all those things, like lots and lots and lots of possibilities. And I think we are all finally to the point where we could say, okay, I wouldn't want to repeat 2020, but there have been good things that have happened. And if that had not have happened, I wouldn't have done X, Y, Z. And I challenge everyone to just find one thing that the pandemic actually caused to be made better in your family, in your house, in your relationships. I'm sure there are many things that were not better, but you usually can find one and go into 2021 saying, I don't want to repeat 2020, But here's one good thing that came from 2020, and remember that along with all of the other hilarious memes that there are out there. Now, do you remember the first time you were like, oh, this is going to work? Like, I felt organized. I feel like yours all happened within minutes.
Yes, it did. Within minutes. I thought I had everything decluttered, and just looking at a workout shirt that I never grab. And I had three others that I do grab. Why do I have that one?
Yeah.
It was pretty decluttered, but bringing it to the next level. But my biggest, when I knew this was working, is my husband has a junk drawer. And that's my nemesis, is this junk drawer. And so I've done a million different things before I found your program. And every time I tried to get rid of his junk drawer, and he was very upset about that. So now I was like, oh, so your podcast about, okay, you know, your daughter leaving her shoes. Okay, so this is how it's going to be. How do I work with that? So I'm like, how do I work with this? So I organized it, his junk drawer, and it had all of the spots and everything was where it was at. And then every time I needed to throw something in there, his headphones or whatever it is, when I opened that on the first time, it was like, oh, like singing. It was amazing. And for me to be able to have that junk drawer and that it was organized and both of us were happy, it may sound little, but it was like, wow, I can organize a junk drawer. I can't even believe that.
How does he feel about having his junk drawer organized and not just like a big cavern?
He doesn't care.
He's just happy he gets to keep it.
He is happy that he gets to keep it, whatever. If all the headphones are together, great, even better. But oh, this last, you know, we're coming up on a year, the little things that he doesn't have to ask me where his headphones are anymore. Mm-hmm. To ask where he likes to keep his checkbook in there too. Like just weird things. And it's there. And so it's just, and that's with everything. He knows exactly where to go.
Yeah. And does he drop everything in your Sunday basket for you?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. It gets done if it goes in the Sunday basket. And now the kids are 6 and 5. So Christmas and not wanting me to forget what to put on Santa's list. And
yep,
like, and, you know, they're writing now and drawing pictures.
How cute.
You know, dropping that in the Sunday basket to put in the Christmas / pocket. So, mm-hmm. Oh yeah, they know that's how to get mom's attention.
Okay. So you're 1 year in, you started this in December of last year. We're recording this end of November. How does it feel going into this December versus how it felt going into last December?
I don't even have the words. Like I could, yeah, getting teary eyed. I would not have been able to do this job. Everything would have fell apart because I didn't have my house organized and I have my binders organized and everything is organized. So now I'm the one working more than my husband. And so he's had to take on additional responsibilities and additional things. And it never would have happened if we weren't organized. And so it has been kind of a smooth process as I've been working more because everything is done. So I'm going into this year just so excited, just grateful for where I'm at. And yeah, I just so much more calm than last year.
Wow. I mean, that's worth a $97 box.
It is. It is. $97 changed my whole world. And I just scream your name from the rooftops.
I can hear it sometimes if you scream really loud from 2 hours away.
I am. I'm just like, all you moms, I tell my friends, like, you got to get this, you got to tune into this. And yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to convince somebody else that they need this though, isn't it? Like deciding to get organized is kind of like deciding to lose weight or deciding to pay off debt. Like you can't really get it from osmosis. And so, I mean, Organized 365 grows organically by people who get frustrated and they search the podcast or they find a Facebook ad or they find whatever. And they're like, well, maybe that'll work. And then they just kind of rabbit trail in. It's a very intimate decision. And you feel like we are besties, which we are.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Yes.
You're finding me when you're like, I can't do it anymore.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that happened since you've started this other than the pandemic that you didn't really expect to happen?
kind of like the unexpected surprises that occurred during.
Yeah.
Yes. So our refrigerator leaked about the same time I got the program and didn't know this. It was a slow leak. And so in the midst of me trying to organize, we're, you know, getting new flooring and all that kind of stuff. So that was, you know, just as January was starting, it was like, well, I got to put this on hold because the new floor is coming in. So, COVID, that was about all.
Yeah, COVID makes this question completely irrelevant. Now I'm going to have to change my questions because of COVID.
Yep.
So what do you think you have more of now?
Happiness. Like, I need to look down what I wrote. I just, happiness, patience, time with my family. Every day, just feeling confident. And again, the hope continues to grow that I can spend as much time working at this new job as I can because everything else is taken care of. And so to be able to give more of myself. So yeah, what I was created to do, like you said, I am able to, in this role, I'm doing what I was created to do, and that I get to give, since it's so new, that I get to give the time and be a mom and be a wife and everything else that I can eat more easily balance because the other stuff is taken care of.
That is huge. Mm-hmm. Like, to not feel like you're pulled in all these different directions, mm-hmm. and just be able to really give to your family, but also give to the world and mm-hmm. be self-fulfilled mm-hmm. is really cool. Like, how mm-hmm. fun is that?
I know it is.
Like, I wish this was a video podcast because Sarah's just beaming from ear to ear and nodding up and down like a bobblehead the entire time. Like, so
I even put my glitter on for you today.
I know your eyes look fantastic the whole entire time. I'm like, I wonder if you'd teach me how to do my eye makeup.
Yeah, this isn't a Tuesday look. This is strictly for Lisa look.
Oh, well, you look fabulous. We'll have to put you on Instagram at the end. What do you think you have less of now?
Paper. I college, graduate school, and then extensive internship and residency in my last 12 years. And I had everything filed to a T. It was in the exact order of everything that it needed to be, all the way from college up until present time. And when I listened to your podcast and did the 100-day program, I couldn't believe it. I don't reference those at all. I do not need the college mm-hmm. tech. It's outdated, and the new things that are coming up in our field wasn't relevant. And again, in the manuals, every manual for every little kid toy in the Barbie dream house, and it was all organized, but never grabbed. And so I had a picture of it when I did the first round and I had these travel, it wasn't a filing cabinet, but the kind of travel filing cabinet bin, mm-hmm. because I was moving with graduate school and college. And so I needed to be able to transfer them. And I had gotten up to 30 of them.
Oh my gosh.
Completely emptied. Completely emptied.
Wow.
30 of the bins. All of them. It's, yep. I just so much of it I did not need at all. Put the important documents where they needed to go. Did my binders and everything else. Textbooks, all the notebooks, all of that. It wasn't relevant. I hadn't referenced those. The manuals, gone. Again, tore off the front page if I needed accessories. For my daughter, I made her a little binder that had her little Barbie dream house.
Oh, fun.
And so she just would like to go through that. So any of her fun little things, I put in a little binder so she can go through that. And I have 30 bins sitting there, empty, stacked, taking up very less room.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Wow. Well, what do you wish you had known sooner?
Of course, this program. I know a lot of people say that, but I trust that it was the timing that it came into my life.
Yeah.
But to know that I get to teach my children this, and even when they know I'm not teaching them directly, as I start to, you know, do these things just naturally, I go back to high school and college, how amazing graduate school, how amazing the Sunday basket, the workbox would have been. And even if previous job, traveling in the clinical trials and keeping, you know, the subjects all organized, I was like, oh my gosh. So yeah, this program, it's just amazing. So sooner would be great.
Well, I've been thinking a lot about this next round of the 100 days that starts on January 4th, I think it is, the Monday after New Year's. I think that's the right date. I'm always wrong about dates. I tell you what, 20 years in business and all different kinds of businesses, I always have either the day or the date wrong in everything I put down. That's why I no longer do any of those emails. Everybody else double checks all of that stuff. And I really, the fact that we have a vaccine on the horizon and that the end of the pandemic is in sight almost makes me like, I have this engine inside of me where I'm like, I've got to get more people into the 100 day program in January. Like if you are on the fence and you've been thinking, oh, in the future, I'm like, sign up. And the reason why I say that is because the vaccine is not here yet. And when it is, the last place you're going to want to be is in your house organizing it. So I think that, you know, January, February, March are not going to be easy months for the world to get through because the numbers are going to continue to spike and wane for various reasons because it is an uncontrolled pandemic right now. And it will be a while before the vaccine is 100% effective. But by the time we get to April and we're able to get out and do social distancing out in public and the vaccine starts to take effect, the last place you're going to want to be is in your storage room or your closet. So I say, let's double down on the 100 day program. Mm-hmm. And if you already have the 100 day program, go through it like it's your very first round or like you've enrolled in graduate school and you have to go through all 100 days because I think we can make more progress in January, February, March, and early April in getting our houses totally organized so that when we're free to go out and go everywhere we want to go, when we come home, it's organized. Like it's done. It's relaxing. Mm-hmm. It's restful. It's restorative. Mm-hmm. It's not something on our to-do list that we didn't check off yet. So I highly, highly, highly encourage, if you've been thinking about it for the longest time, join in December, January, get started, go through this round. Like you're putting yourself through school again. You will be so happy you did. You could pay full price or you do $96 a month payment plan and stay under $100 a month. Like the Sunday basket is either way. I mean, do you think they'll be happy in April if they do it, Sarah?
Yes, I'm nodding. I echo all of that. And that's kind of been the biggest frustration is my husband is very social and my kids. And I am, but I also talk with people all day long. So I need to recharge. So that was just some of the frustration is there would be social events last minute, like, hey, so-and-so invited us over. And when I wasn't organized, I just felt this frustration is like, how can I do this with my family, but then get the home life? And I was frustrated all the time. Mm-hmm. So now when things open back up, I know, and same thing, I still have goals. I know what I want to get done between now and April because I feel it coming too. And then it's back to, you know, I just, again, appropriately, but the socialness will come back. So I'm taking full advantage. Like I said, I'm with you. I feel this. Because it is, it's on the horizon and things are going to look different in April. So
yeah, we have hope again. I feel like we have hope again, you know, like the election's going to get certified. We're going to have one president, not two. Like there's a vaccine on horizon. Whoever's going to take it is going to take it. Like, I just feel like it's not a what if or when possibly. It's like, no, decisions are being made. Life is moving forward and we can move forward along with it.
Yes.
Sarah, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast. This has been great.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
Are you loving these new podcasts? Oh my gosh, I could talk to you guys forever. And I love talking to you actually in person. If you have a story and you would love to share it on the podcast, just go to organize365.com/Wednesday to apply.